Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He is a WWE Hall of Famer. He is a legendary announcer. He has a podcast, The Ross Report. I could sit here listing accolades and things that he's into all day long. He's also a dear friend, and he joins me right now on the program. Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, what's on the grill in Norman, Oklahoma tonight, my friend?
I did grill tonight. I grilled ribs and beef bologna.
Beef bologna?
I called a few wrecks. Cardiologists are saying, oh my God, he's going to go quicker than we thought. Beef bologna on the grill is fantastic.
Wow. At JR, that's a strong play right there with the ribs and the bologna, my friend. What were the sides?
There were no sides.
I love that. All protein.
I'm protein boy right now, so I'm going to get lean and mean for a big comeback someday, you know. So.
Yes. Someday, right, someday. We'll get into someday in just a second. But, JR, as I think everybody knows, and it's great to talk to you, by the way, as always. But I think as everybody knows from having seen, not only seeing you on ESPN this past week, but also seeing in the news your WWE contract ending late this week, 26 years with the company. We'll talk about things that are coming up for you here in just a minute. But as you have a chance to reflect on the 26 years, I know what people ask you about the most. I know it's the Foley, Undertaker, Hell in a Cell, what that was like. What's the part of your 26 years that you're most proud of?
Oh, I think being able to be consistent and being in my place every week on weekly television and delivering what we hoped was a above-average presentation on that consistent basis that I mentioned. And I think the other thing is the opportunities that we presented, a lot of talents, to sign them in WWE. You know, my department, I was the head of the talent relations department, so and we signed a lot of great talents. They're filling the Hall of Fame right now. And, you know, with that one class, Sean, you and I had a beer with this one before, that we had one class that had Lesnar, Cena, Batista, Orton, and Shelton Benjamin in it. And so you get all these starters, they come and play a long time. These guys, it's those foundation blocks that we want our sports teams to have, foundation blocks. We were able to put a lot of those in place, plus a couple other signees, like a guy named Dwayne Johnson, a few others. You know?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He wound up pretty good.
Made us all look good, quite frankly. So I think that, because now you see those guys, they've made money, they've made life-changing money. You hope that many of them have saved it. I think this group of athletes probably are better suited to save their money than when I first got in the business. So that kind of thing, you know. But I was always a fan. Same deal, man. I got paid a lot of money to do what I'd probably do for a whole hell of a lot less because I am such a fan of the genre.
Well, and I want to ask you about the roster, JR, because I know everybody associates you, obviously, as the voice of all their memories and the play-by-play on the pay-per-views and on Raw every Monday and so forth. and I think fans know about the talent relations part of it, but I'm just curious because you did, the roster you assembled is like a dream team roster that went on for way longer than you'd see a professional sports dream team last. I mean, it was mid-90s into the mid-2000s with so many names. Did you have a criteria in terms of what you looked for in guys the same way an NFL or an NBA team would? Just sort of a credo or a code that you went by in terms of traits that you looked for in guys when you were building that roster?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a good question. I get asked this a lot in the Q&As that we do, like we're going to be doing next weekend in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Number one trait, reliability. You know, I don't really care if you've got 20-inch pythons, you got a great tan, and you know, how much you can bench press, because it's fictitious anyway. I don't care what your body fat is, but if I can't depend on you to show up and show up in the right frame of mind, ready to go to work, reliability changes everything. If you can't depend on somebody, man, you can't use them. So I used to use the little Jimmy Johnson axioms. If I can't solve your problem, I'll just eliminate it. And unfortunately, that's what it comes to sometimes.
Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, I was looking at a tweet on your timeline. I think it was a retweet, but it talked about how WWE had folks, I think it was at Penn State's Pro Day. And I know you're a big advocate of guys who either, you know, wrestled amateur, played football, played sports. I want to ask you about Rob Gronkowski. He retired a week ago today, and people immediately default to, well, WWE is going to be next for Gronk, maybe in part because he actually participated in a pay-per-view as a bystander a couple of years ago. What are your thoughts on Rob Gronkowski and his potential as somebody in professional wrestling?
I see him as a one-off guy. If he was so motivated and it was the right storyline for him that would not put him in severe physical jeopardy, I could see him doing something on a big scale for one-off, you know, maybe two at most. I do not see him reporting to the Performance Center and putting in several weeks or months of work, taking bumps on his bad back as it is to become a full-time professional wrestler. To me, it's just illogical. But for a one-off deal in a controlled environment, he'd probably pay his way. And he'd probably have a hell of a lot of fun. You know, a lot of these guys here, my friend, the head coach of North Texas, Seth the Trail, was one of his coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And he played, and the guys that came from Arizona, Mike Stoops coached him. So Tim Kish, our former linebacker coach, coached him. They got great stories to tell. They love his exuberance. You can't help but like the guy. He's the one guy I could say I could probably go on a car trip coast to coast with and enjoy it.
Now that we'd need a like a Facebook Live going on for that car ride, JR, with you and Gronk in the same car.
Yeah. And a designated driver.
Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me on the show. JR, speaking of WrestleMania, first time ever, the women are going to be going on last. Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair. I guess just your thoughts on that being the main event and the build-up to that triple threat match. What have you thought of that so far?
Well, I'm proud of the accomplishments that all involved have earned to be in this position. For those, you know, when I was 19 years in wrestling before I ever got to WWE in 1993, so I had been around the block and stayed busy. I worked a lot. You know, I was a full-time guy for 19 years, mm-hmm. TBS, so forth and so on. So your goal is to always get to WWE, and then it's always to be a part of WrestleMania, depending on what your role is, your lot in life. For me, it was, you know, being a play-by-play guy. But these talents want to headline a show, and the odds of headlining and closing a show at WrestleMania would be a great question to have attempted to be answered. I say the odds are extremely, extremely long that you will headline a WrestleMania or more than one in your entire career. This doesn't happen all the time. So I'm proud of those guys, and they got a great challenge, man. The fans have seen everything. They've left home some of them hours and hours and hours before the match even starts. They've been there for about 7 or 8 bathroom breaks. It's going to be about 50 degrees. And so they're following everything. So to follow everything, you have to have a special breed of talent. And I think those three make up the synergy that will accomplish that. I got no doubts in my mind that they're not going to kick ass.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Week from tonight, WrestleMania 35 at MetLife Stadium. Jim Ross joining me on the show. JR, I know you've talked about this both on your podcast, and I know others have asked you about it, so I'll ask you. AEW, an organization that's imminently starting up here and has big aspirations, wrestling organization, and I know you've talked about there being conversations going on. Do you have any update for the audience on where things stand with AEW?
Well, I'm very intrigued by the possibilities of working with the Khan family. You know, I've known Tony Khan for a couple of years, long before this idea was hatched, at least in my presence. That was kind of a coincidence, I think, I was shocked. I was surprised, Sean. I was surprised that I'm going to start a wrestling company. And they got the funding. That's the thing that kills a lot of. There's been a lot of smart guys who want to do wrestling, but they didn't have the money. These guys have the money, and they will have a very impressive television clearance on a weekly basis.
Is that the biggest thing, JR, the television clearance? I mean, you say what you will about the product, the presentation, the talent. Is the biggest thing making sure that you got an avenue that people are seeing it?
You can't sell goods out of an empty wagon.
Yep.
If you don't have a good television outlet, if you don't have good distribution, no matter what the hell you're doing, if your distribution sucks, you're restricting the number of eyeballs that can sample your wares. And I think that's where this is. They have to have, and that's, you know, we've talked about that. It's all about two things, talent and television.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a talent guy. I like to recruit and train and mentor and be around young talents and help them out. But but the television is like the aorta. It's got to be functioning, or you're not going to live. It can't.
Yeah.
So I think the television clearance for them was going to probably shock some people, and in a good way.
Interesting. Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. In the meantime, you got your podcast. You've got live shows coming up. People don't need to worry. Jim Ross is going to be all over the place still, even with the WWE contract ending last week, right?
Yeah, you know, Sean, you know this better than anybody I could talk to about this subject, because you met my wife, Jan. We socialized, went to ball games, and our friends, the Marshes in Houston, and all of our other buddies.
Yep.
You know, she was a wonderful, wonderful person. And when she got killed 2 years ago this month, in March, every day I realized how big the void was. And, boy, I started running on fumes. Then running away from responsibilities and then getting more and more depressed. I'm talking to myself, you know, you got to get your ass off the couch. You got to go somewhere. You got to get busy. So in 2018, I worked the Saudi Arabia show and I worked Raw 25. That's it. I made a lot of money. Like, I sure as hell got paid, which I'm thankful for, but I worked two different bookings. I said, I can't live my life this way. So no matter if I'm making less money or more money or whatever, I got to stay busier. I need a destination. So that's the motivation there. It's not I don't need a telephone. You know, I'm good financially. I'm fine.
Yep.
Thanks to good old Vince. But, you know, for my own peace of mind and my brain, my heart and soul needs to be around people. And so hopefully I'll get that opportunity sooner than later. And I am under the impression, Sean, and I haven't said this to anybody else, that I think that there's going to be a major announcement made on Wednesday regarding this whole matter.
Well, good. Well, we'll look forward to Wednesday for sure. Keeping an eye on at JR's BBQ on Twitter. JR, we got about 45 seconds. For people who are listening, who are going to WrestleMania, you mentioned the shows you have. I know you're doing one on Monday after Raw with our friend Bruce Pritchard. You got a lot of stuff going on that weekend.
Yeah, noon at Gotham Comedy Club, noon in New York City with Jerry Lawler and myself. Then Sunday morning with Stan Hansen, Butch Reed, and a bunch of guys who are football players, Tully Blanchard, Tito Santana, that became wrestlers. That's at the Meadowlands. Then that big drunken foray on Monday night that starts at midnight. Just imagine that. Imagine that situation.
I got to get someone to sneak a camera into that one, man. I'm not going to be in New York. I need to see you and Pritchard up on the stage together. That's going to be unbelievable.
It'll be a blast.
It should be good.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, JR, really appreciate you making time, man. We're looking forward to hearing more about what's going on with you, certainly this week. And obviously, as you know, this time of year, always thinking about you, brother. Appreciate you making time. Much love to you, JR. Appreciate it.
Buddy, Boomer Center, pal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.